Chapter 6, Infinite Banking in Action.
Everybody banks. It's a universal aspect of all of our daily lives. When you receive a paycheck, it gets deposited into the bank and sits there waiting for you to pay bills. Now, do you believe that your bank lets your money sit still? They don't. Your bank puts your money to work immediately for their benefit. You do all the work, everyone else gets all the money. Nothing happens in our world financially without the process of banking. So what does that process look like? Well, there are three basic steps to banking, and they are: step one, take deposits. Step two, lend money. Step three, earn interest. By repeating those three simple steps over and over and over again, the banks make money hand over fist. Well, guess what? You don't have to build your own bank or even be rich to get into the banking business. The Infinite Banking Concept LLC empowers you to mirror and mimic these same banking functions in order to achieve a lifetime of financial success. And you create this banking system with a properly designed, unique, dividend-paying whole life insurance policy that accumulates guaranteed cash growth every single day, cash that you can use while you're alive. It grows and preserves your principal so that it can never be lost to any stock market, mutual fund, RRSP, or any other form of investment. It protects you from lawsuits, judgments, and creditors. It includes a death benefit tax-free. And it grows your estate value every year with no annual increases in premiums ever. Now that you know more about the vehicle that drives this process, let's take a deeper look at infinite banking through examining traditional auto financing. Buying a car is the example that resonates best with people who are exploring and discovering infinite banking, and it's one of the simplest ways to explain the process. We'll use the process of buying a car several more times in this book. So let's get started. How would you buy a car if you had never heard of the infinite banking system? Well, in the mainstream world of financing, your car buying options consist of leasing, financing, or paying cash. The real cost of buying cars using these options is the permanent loss of your money over time. So let's examine the three options for buying a $25,000 car. Option number one is leasing. This is a no-purchase payment plan. You make payments, you never own anything. Option two is financing. This is a post-purchase payment plan. You need to qualify with good credit to access someone else's pile of money, and you don't actually own anything until you pay off the loan. You must go to the bank to borrow the money anywhere from 7% to 9% interest or more, with a loan period of 4 years or more, ending up with a car payment of about $600 a month. Now, at this point, there are two factors working against you: depreciation and interest. When you drive your car off the lot, it is already decreased in value. The other factor is that very little of each payment goes towards the actual principal, especially in the beginning. Before you know it, you probably have negative equity and owe the bank more than the car is actually worth. At the end of the 4 years, you're left with a depreciated car worth about $12,000. It's yours and you don't owe any money to the bank anymore, so that's good. But where did the $25,000 and the $4,200 in interest go? It's definitely not in your bank account. Your money has gone away from you to pay other people's salaries and fund other people's retirements. You paid $29,200 for a car that is only worth between $10,000 and $12,000. Now, if you keep buying cars this way, after 10 cars, you'll have given up control of $192,000, which will no doubt help your banker retire in style. But this should be your retirement savings. Option number three is to pay cash. This is a pre-purchase payment plan. To use this option, you must save the $25,000, earn interest, and pay cash for the car. How did you gather the $25,000? Well, you probably made payments into a savings account. You saved up $25,000 and then withdrew $25,000 to purchase the car. You drained your savings account to a balance of zero, and now you have to start saving again to accumulate enough cash to buy your next car. These three options cover the majority of the Canadian car buying public. If you buy cars using one of these options, you are constantly transferring your money away from you, leaving you with a zero balance in the end. The loss is permanent. Every car payment that you make is a deposit into someone else's bank. Now, how many cars have you purchased up to this point in your lifetime? leased, financed, or paid cash? How much money do you have from those cars? We would assume the answer is zero. And how many more cars do you intend to purchase in your lifetime? Calculating this out over multiple cars, what is the impact if you finance or pay cash for every vehicle that you buy? How about a vehicle every 4 years, say over 40 years? A $25,000 car times 10 cars over 40 years is $250,000. Now, that entire $250,000 is money that's gone forever. You can never use that money again, nor can it ever earn anything for you again. Remember, this figure doesn't include the interest charges or lost opportunity costs. Now, let's use the infinite banking concept step by step to buy the same $25,000 car. Remember, you're now acting as your own bank. Step number one, you take deposits by sending premiums into your own participating dividend-paying whole life insurance policy that is properly designed to accumulate cash values quickly. Now take note, accessible cash values will accumulate inside of your policy daily and must grow by contract to equal your total death benefit by age 100. Step number two, you lend money by accessing a $25,000 policy loan from the insurance company to buy your car. Now, there are no credit checks or nosy credit applications to fill out. The life company advances the funds and places a $25,000 lien on your death benefit. Every penny of your cash values keeps growing uninterrupted by the outstanding policy loan. With becoming your own banker, you get to use your money while it continues to compound. Now, you didn't change your objective, which was to buy a car. You simply changed the process to buy that car. And as you can see, there is no other financial process with the same outcomes, flexibility, or control as infinite banking. Now, here are the results of simply changing the process of buying that car. Number one, you recoup the entire $25,000 plus more back into your own policy rather than give that money away to another bank. Number two, you finish the process with more accessible cash value than when you started because your cash values continued growing every single day that you drove that car. Remember that total cash values must grow to equal total death benefit by age 100 no matter what. And number three, you own the car free and clear from day one. Policy loans do not show up on credit reports and therefore do not impact your debt service or debt-to-income ratios. You're now in complete control of the banking process and can repeat this as often as you choose. What if you repeat the process once every 4 years over 40 years? One car purchase every 4 years over 40 years is 10 cars at $25,000 per car. $25,000 times 10 cars is $250,000. The entire $250,000 is recouped back into your own policy. Remember, this figure does not include your guaranteed daily cash value growth or possible dividend growth. You can use the infinite banking concept to personally finance your new vehicles for an entire lifetime. And as you pay the money back, the principal and the interest that you would have lost to a bank goes directly back into your own money pool, never leaving your control and never losing value. By using this process, you can turn vehicle financing into a wealth accumulation technique. The sad thing is that despite this, most Canadians are likely to spend more money financing vehicles in their lifetimes than they will ever save for retirement, and that is just depressing. We're going to help you change that financial posture. If all we do is help you to recapture all the money you spend on cars, then that alone would probably be enough to show you that becoming your own banker is the right move. And the great news is, that's just the beginning of the benefits. So let's look at step number one. Taking deposits. We're going to take the three basic steps of the banking process and show you how these steps look when you become the bank and finance your own auto purchase. So let's start with the first step in the banking process. Let's take deposits. What's the objective that your money needs to accomplish? The objective is to buy a car, and we need money to exchange for that car. Now, the money has to come from somewhere. You're either going to pay interest to access someone else's pile of money through financing, or use your own money by paying cash and give up the opportunity to earn interest on that money forever. So let's look at a participating dividend-paying whole life insurance policy. Again, this example is just meant to show a couple of key important things to know about how this type of policy functions when it's properly designed. We're required to make deposits into the policy, which is step one of banking. In this example, the policy owner deposits $1,000 a month into a policy in exchange for a $500,000 starting death benefit. Now, here's the contractual guarantee. By age 100, your total cash values must equal your total death benefit. So this is not a hope and pray model, and this is certainly not an investment. It's the insurance company's obligation to grow cash value to equal that death benefit. Because this unique policy is entitled to receive dividends, we chunk those dividends right back into the policy to purchase more fully paid-up death benefit. Why would we want to do that? As we mentioned, by age 100, your total cash values must equal your total death benefit. Every single day that you age closer to 100, your cash values inside the policy are growing. The higher the death benefit is, the higher the cash values are. And when we increase the total death benefit at no additional cost, it becomes an enormous sum of cash. Every single year that the life insurance company declares a dividend, that dividend is credited to your policy and is utilized to purchase more fully paid-up death benefit, also known as paid-up additions or PUA, which in turn drives your cash values up because they must grow to equal the new sum of the death benefit. Let's take the example of Jason Lowe of McGuire Financial. At 39 years of age, he's been practicing the infinite banking system for 6 years and owns 15 policies. Every day that Jason ages means the cash value of his policies go up. That's cash value that belongs to him, meaning they are fully vested with him and are already credited to his policies. His cash values can never go down, and the life insurance company can never encroach on that growth. Those are cash values that Jason can use while he's alive. In this example, Jason started at the age of 33 with a guaranteed death benefit of $500,000. Now, a year later, when he turned 34, the life insurance company declared another dividend, bringing the total death benefit to $529,000. The total cash values must now grow by contract to $529,000 by age 100, and the process continues over and over again. Remember, by age 100, the total cash value and the total death benefit must be the same. So let's take a quick look at a 7-year snapshot of this scenario. Over 7 years, we put in a total of $84,000. That's $12,000 a year over 7 years. Now, the total cash value through 7 years is $85,913. That's $1,913 more than we put in. The death benefit was $500,000 when we started, but after 7 years, the death benefit grew to $716,572. That's a total of $216,572 more than when we started. And why did the death benefit grow? Because of a combination of accelerated deposits and chunking dividends back into the policy to buy more paid-up additions. And remember, we can access the cash values for any purpose, and we have an additional $216,572 of guaranteed future cash accumulation in the policy. Because remember, by age 100, the cash value must equal the death benefit. The growth inside this policy can never go down, and the life insurance company cannot encroach on the values. The deposits remain constant at $12,000 a year, yet the benefits continue to go up. So in the end, you can say to yourself, I'm not working any harder. I haven't changed my cash flow. I haven't lost control of my money. So, how are we doing so far? And how many policies do you want? Every day, accessible cash values are accumulating inside the policy. The annual deposits remain the same, yet the total death benefit grows every year. And by contract, the life insurance company guarantees that the total cash value and the total death benefit must be the same by age 100. You're depositing $1,000 a month into the life insurance company's general reserve. All of the other policy owners are also depositing their premiums into that same general reserve. Every day that you age, your cash values are continually growing. When you become an infinite banker, you have a properly designed, participating, dividend-paying whole life insurance policy. You've created a stable, predictable financial asset that you control. This is not an investment. There's a distinct difference between savings versus investing. The minimum required premium deposits can never go up. Your cash values grow daily and can never go down. You can access your cash values at any time without qualifying, without credit checks, without verifying income, and without question. And when you borrow money from the insurance company, you control the repayment terms. That puts you in a position of total control. Once dividends are declared, they are guaranteed to be credited to your policy. They can never be taken away, and they are not tax reportable when you leave them inside the policy. When your policy values increase, they can never decrease, regardless of what's happening in the stock markets, real estate markets, or the economy. Now you're in control of step one of the banking process. So let's take a look at step two, lending money. Next, we'll dissect the second step of banking by continuing to examine the process of acquiring money for a car. Now, remember, most people when buying a car use one of three options: financing, paying cash, or leasing. If you use a traditional financing model, you have to pass a credit check, fill out a nosy loan application, and qualify to borrow the money. And if and when you're approved, you have to make a scheduled stream of payments of principal and interest back to the finance company. You don't own anything until you've made the final payment. And by the time you're done paying for the car, most people trade it in far before their loan is paid off, you own a car that's worth less money than what you paid for it. And you've transferred all the money you paid for that car away from you forever. You take that $25,000 example and multiply it over 10 cars, that's $250,000 of your money that you've transferred away from you forever. Our infinite banking clients don't do that anymore. Our clients accumulate accessible cash inside of a properly designed policy, then pick up the phone, contact the insurance company, and take out a policy loan from the participating account of the life insurance company. That money is transferred to them without question, without credit checks, and without income verification. You, the policy owner, decide how and when to repay the policy loan. By the time you're done repaying that loan, you've recouped everything that you paid for the car, and you still own the car, which is still worth something. And remember, every day that you were driving that car, you were aging closer to 100. So by contract, 100% of the cash values inside of your policy continued to grow. You don't have to continue buying vehicles the way that you're doing it now. You can become an infinite banker and recoup all of that money. Let's take a closer look at what's happening here when you buy a car as opposed to when an infinite banker buys a car. When you buy a car, there's an application process and a credit check. For an infinite banker, there's no application and no credit check. When you buy a car, you borrow $25,000 if you qualify. Infinite bankers access $25,000 with just a phone call. When you buy a car, the finance company sets the repayment schedule. Infinite banking policy owners determine when they are going to repay that loan. When you buy a car, finance companies own the car until you make the final payment. Infinite bankers own the car free and clear right from day one. When you buy a car, you have to qualify again when it's time to buy the next car. For infinite bankers, there's no qualifying for the next car. When you buy a car, if you repeat the process 10 times for 10 cars, that's $250,000 you've transferred away from yourself forever. For infinite bankers, they repeat the process 10 times, and that's $250,000 that they've recaptured, money that continues to earn interest for them. And now on to step three in the banking process, earning interest. But a quick recap. With infinite banking, you took over steps one and two of the banking process. Now, on to step three and the $25,000 car. You continue to deposit money into your policy, and that money goes into the participating account of the life insurance company. Once you've accumulated $25,000 of accessible cash values inside your policy, then it's time to go buy your car. You pick up the phone, you call the life insurance company, and they issue you a $25,000 policy loan. Now, the life insurance company does not reduce your cash values inside of your policy. Cash values are not impacted by policy loans. All of your $25,000 continues to grow every single day. You get the car and continue growing all of your cash values simultaneously. And because you are the policy owner, you control the repayment terms of the policy loan. Now, that is brilliant. The life insurance company puts a lien on your death benefit for the amount that you borrowed and uses your cash values as collateral. If you die prematurely and there is a policy loan outstanding, the company will deduct the outstanding loan balance from your total death benefit. The life insurance company reloans the money and your cash values keep growing. You also earned interest by repaying the policy loan with principal and interest. You create the loan repayment schedule and payments go back into the money pool of the insurance company. The insurance company earns interest on the loan. All of the participating policy owners, including you, participate in the surplus and profit of the money pool through dividends. Earned interest and policy loans forms a part of that surplus and profit. Any extra interest spread that you choose to earn will be credited to your policy as a premium, never leaving your control and never losing value. Every single day that you're driving your new car, you're also aging closer to 100. And that means your cash values inside the policy are only going in one direction, up. Do you see the power of what's happening here? You don't have to work any harder, change your cash flow, or lose control of your money. You have $1 doing the work of $2. All of your money continues to grow and compound inside your policy while you access money for things that you would have otherwise financed in your life anyway. Now, did we change your objective to buy a car? No, we just changed the process. By the time you're done repaying the policy loan, you still own the car. You've recouped all the money that you paid for that car, and you can repeat the process over and over again. And guess where the money ended up? Back in your bank. This is not a function of interest rates. This is not a function of rates of return. This is all about who the banker is in your life and who has control over the banking function. The question you need to ask yourself is, who is the banker in my life? With Infinite Banking, you can become your own banker. You can take control of your financial future.